Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. If you want to make a fortune, invent WD-40 for joints. How's that? Now, those of you who suffer from arthritis, pain, and the decreased bodily skill and mobility that arthritis leads to, well, you know exactly what I mean. Arthritis is an inflammation of your joints, causing joint pain, swelling, redness, and stiffness. It gets worse with age, and it's worse still if you're seriously overweight. There's two main types of arthritis. There's osteoarthritis. That's the most common. It comes about as the cartilage, that hard, rubbery tissue that covers the end of your bones at the places they form joints, as those cartilage buffers wear away. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is less common but more serious. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease that attacks the membrane that protects and lubricates your joints. Those joints become inflamed, leading to pain, swelling, and in this case, the actual wearing away of the joint itself. Lots of things can cause arthritis. Gout is a particularly miserable form of inflammatory arthritis. You know if you've ever had it. In over half of cases, it affects the joint at the base of your big toe. Uric acid crystals are usually the culprit here. Eating too much shellfish or red meat or drinking too much beer can bring on gout, which is probably why men are more prone to this form of arthritis. Women, for whatever reasons, are more prone to rheumatoid arthritis. Osteoarthritis is a gender-equal affliction. Infections, diseases, and other health conditions like psoriasis or lupus can bring on arthritis. Injuries, particularly sports injuries, are open invitations for arthritis. And while I hate to bring up the weight issue again, obesity is a major cause of arthritis. It's very sobering to realize that each extra pound of weight that you and I carry actually adds 6 pounds of stress pressure to our knees and hips and spine as we're moving. And that's one of the main reasons why in our culture of obesity, we hear of so many knee and hip replacements and back problems. Well, there's all kinds of treatments for arthritis. Painkillers and anti-inflammatories may relieve the symptoms, but they don't make you less prone to arthritis. Acupuncture gives some people relief. Yoga and Tai Chi may help. Massage therapy gives temporary relief, and of course, most of us will help ourselves in many ways if we shed some pounds. But there are also many natural ways that you can keep arthritis at bay, ward off some of its effects, and give you relief. And that's what today's HealthWise is all about, arthritis relief. Since there is no WD-40 for joints, well, what are the next best things? 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week there at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical in their fascinating nutrition department. You'll meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant, and she is our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about arthritis relief. Jot down the number. It's 631-955-5400. If you want to call in and be on the program with your question about arthritis relief, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise. And here's the number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391. 516-367-0391 for text questions only. But for now, Rachel, help us get some relief from our aching joints. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, let's start talking about... Oh, I sound great. It's always thrilling when I speak with you on the phone. Let's start about with foods, okay? I've read about the arthritis diet. Tell us the things that are helpful for either keeping us from getting arthritis or relieving it if we've got it.
Well, it's interesting. You know, the arthritis diet and was a very, very popular Mediterranean diet are not that different.
Oh, really?
No, they're not that significantly different at all. The most popular version of the arthritis diet for me is a little off, but it can still be very helpful.
How is your diet off? No.
The arthritis diet that I've seen it like listed in magazines,
right? Okay.
Whatever popular publications and stuff like that. And the inclusion of some soy foods to replace red meats is fine. That's fine. However, they're high in something called purines, which can trigger gout. And
you're talking about the soy products. Interesting.
They need to be ingested so that we can get enough protein because we need to keep our hearts healthy and we need to keep our bodies healthy and lose some weight. But we maybe want to keep them in moderation. And a lot of the arthritis diets seem to give a lot of soy food.
Yeah, so like, don't overdo on the tofu and edamame.
But
right?
Have some. Definitely have some.
Okay.
The worst thing you can have is the toxic proteins like red meat.
Yeah.
Love red meats, and a little bit is fine, but a lot is not good.
Yeah. So what are we including?
Have lots of nuts.
Yeah, nuts.
Lots of fresh, good nuts because they have great they are a great source of protein as well as wonderful oils that are really healing for
especially
when our joints are complicated.
While you're on that, Rachel, our some nuts are better than others for arthritis relief. Correct.
100%.
What kind of give us a pecking order of the
number
best
one walnuts?
Okay.
We always can have almonds. Everyone can. I just recently met someone who was allergic to almonds, first time in a long career of dealing with people with allergies. But and pistachios are fantastic and delicious. And pinoli, pine nuts, very good.
Excellent. Okay. What else in there? Because we always begin, obviously, with the food.
Deep sea fish.
Okay.
Deep sea fish. You need to have your deep sea fish. And, of course, we'll get to it. You can also take omega-3 supplementation.
Right.
It's always good to first try and get your nutrition, especially when we're talking about like eating to avoid inflammatory conditions or to make them feel somewhat better, to make yourself feel better. It's always better to start with diet.
Yeah,
so,
we always, all of us,
can't go wrong.
Yeah, all of us need to add more fish to our diet. If you say you don't like fish, if you get fresh fish and cook it well, you'll learn to like it. Rachel, I've read pros and cons on citrus, oranges, grapefruits, that kind of thing. Citrus and arthritis relief, yes or no?
Vitamin C is very good for you.
Okay.
So vitamin C is part of like an antioxidant process in the body. The body's natural way of getting rid of toxins needs vitamin C. You need vitamin C for your immune system to function correctly. You need vitamin C to do a lot of things correctly, just to make collagen, for one thing, so you can repair your joints, your tendons, your muscle tissue, everything. So vitamin C is great, and we would like to get it from oranges and grapefruits. Love grapefruit. And other, citrus fruits. However, they're acidic. They're very acidic. And the condition of acidity in the body, like to have a highly acidic body, is not good.
Yeah, so you've got to be careful.
In moderation, again. There are other ways to get vitamin C. There's lots of vitamin C in dark green leafy vegetables.
Oh, excellent. And I've heard about cherries, too, particularly sour cherries, I guess, are supposed to be excellent. Okay. And other red and purple fruits are supposed to be good?
Can't go wrong.
Dairy products?
Okay. Can't go wrong. Got to watch out for your dairy products.
Yeah, okay. All right.
A little bit. I think it's really important. And it's good to get some calcium from dairy, too. Just not too much.
Rachel, what's this avocado soybean that is often mentioned as a compound, I guess, when it comes to arthritis relief?
It's the oil that comes from those things. Avocado oil is fantastic. And as we discussed at the opening, I think that, avocado soybean, it's a compound of those two oils.
Okay.
So it's all good. That's great. You might want to just try some fresh avocado.
We do it all the time.
It's really good for you.
Sure.
And it's so filled with really healthy fat. Really good fat is an avocado.
What about beverages, Rachel, to help with arthritis in one way or the other?
I think you like green tea a lot. I like it a lot. And it's a free radical scavenger. And arthritis very often is a free radical condition.
Now, what do you mean by a free radical scavenger?
It's a nasty, attacking, vicious, a free radical. It's attacking your weak points. That's something that happens, as you said in your opening, like say you have a sports injury, you have a crack, you have a tear, and arthritis is a free radical. It attacks that area and kind of just charges.
So the green tea helps with a counterattack, right?
So it does. It's a free radical scavenger. It just goes in there. It's a fighter for our benefit.
I had never realized in drinking green tea that I was dealing with something so wonderfully aggressive as a help in the body.
You know what else is really good besides green tea and water? You got to have plenty of water. You got to stay hydrated. We'll get back to that. Black tea.
Black tea as well.
So that's pretty easy. Even just plain black tea from the supermarket is an antioxidant that helps to get rid of that.
Yeah, on the point, water, well, any liquid, all that helps to fight the inflammation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work? It just basically
hydrate enough.
Yeah, so it's constantly taking away the heat from the
mm-hmm.
inflammation?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's helping the body to eliminate, you know, we need to eliminate toxins, and they come out only in a couple of ways, and water facilitates that.
Yeah, okay. It's like the radiator in your car in many ways.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, okay.
Yes, it cools you off, and it purifies, and it also dilutes. So the more water you drink, the more you're diluting something like those nasty crystals, those acids that form in your joints we're just talking about gout there, but other things that can deposit in the joints.
And particularly, Rachel, in hot weather, there is a difference in drinking the iced beverages and something, say, at room temperature, correct? I mean, that helps bring the body temperature down by doing that.
I find that it's interesting. When I was young, I never paid attention to that. As I've matured, I like to take a walk in the morning, and I do it, you know, before I get to my job. And I'm not dying of the heat in the summer, but it's very bad. You know, I can be very red in the face.
Yeah.
It's a family trait. And all I need is about a half of a small bottle of iced water, and I feel fantastic.
Yeah, we've noticed
really,
that.
I mean, it's such a quick change. You know, I am my own favorite guinea pig, and it's such a quick change. It really works because you're cooling off the inside. That's the part that needs to start.
Yeah, we need to remind the listeners, too, remember that when you really, really begin to feel thirsty and kind of mm-hmm. clammy, you're already dehydrated,
yeah,
right,
Rachel?
So you've got to be drinking a lot of water. And there's the place, obviously, for things with electrolytes, as we hear from coconut water and so on. But you don't, you almost can't overdo on the water itself.
Absolutely
now,
not.
Rachel, I know this is your favorite. We're going to deal with herbs and supplements for arthritis relief. And as I was researching this, I should ask, perhaps, what herbs and supplements don't help with arthritis relief?
There would be a shorter list.
Yeah, I think so. Talk to us about some of these herbs and supplements, though, that really are helpful for arthritis.
Let's start with, we did a little bit of oils, and we'll come back to it if we have time. I know that you like black currant oil, and that's good for many things. It's a real hydrator. Let's start with something that's super popular. It's in all the media, and it happens to actually really be good for you. And that would be turmeric or turmeric, or the Latin name for the extract of that, which is curcumin.
Okay.
That is a fantastic anti-inflammatory. Arthritis is an inflammatory condition, and it doesn't really matter which kind,
right?
Including rheumatoid arthritis. I have very close people in my life who have rheumatoid arthritis, and they can take it. You have to be careful about what you give to those people because it's autoimmune, but anti-inflammatories are totally fine. And it really, I mean, there's a lot of scientific evidence on that. It really brings down inflammation and inflammatory pain.
Okay.
So that's something you really want to look at.
Turmeric.
And there's cat's claw.
That was one of the ones I came across. I mean, we're not talking about a literal cat. What is it, a thistle or something? A cat's claw?
I could make you some cat's claw from the claws that my cats throw around the house. They're terrible that way. But it's actually the inside bark of a plant that has... it's like a green blossom. It doesn't really look like a flower, but the flower has a very hooked shape to it.
Okay.
It looks like a hook, so they call it cat's claw. And then you peel away the bark on the outside of that little twig, and inside is the stuff you use to make cat's claw supplement. And it's a fantastic tonic for the whole body. It can increase white blood cell production, which can be really good if your immune system is faulty, but we have to be careful about that. So we don't want to give it to people with autoimmune disease.
So you, if the cat's claw, you don't want to give it
no,
to people.
No, not to rheumatoid arthritis.
Not to rheumatoid,
or anybody who has anything like fibromyalgia or anything.
Yeah,
remember, someone who's fighting cancer, you might want to give it to them.
Yeah, remember, when you go for these supplements, check with your doctor first to be sure that you don't want anything that will conflict with your medication. and particularly in this case where rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, you've got to be careful. Back up, black currant oil. Now that's taken as what, a pill?
Yes, it's a pill.
Okay.
And it's used for moisturization originally of the joints and the eyes. It's very good for dry eye.
Okay, interesting. What about this Indian frankincense? You're always pointing me to these Indian herbs.
I like Ayurvedic medicine. I like it a lot. It's really very good.
Okay.
And very helpful, and does not seem to have as many allergic reactions as some other traditions have had. You know, for my customers and for myself, I've seen people have reactions to some other herbal systems. But the Ayurvedic or Indian herbalism seems very good. Ayurvedic, excuse me.
Okay.
I love it a lot, but I don't speak the language very well. Indian frankincense is also called boswellia or boswellia, and
okay.
It is very, very good for any pain condition. Actually, you know, going from arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, again, it's safe to use. Gout, it's also very good for things like sinus headache.
Okay,
it's really very effective.
Indian frankincense, okay.
Yes, it's a true anti-inflammatory, and it works very well.
And evening primrose, I've seen
that. I love that.
Yeah, what do you use evening? You haven't tried to sell me evening primrose yet. What is that for?
Evening primrose was introduced to me during the big change, and it's a hormone balancer. So it's always fine to take. It doesn't give you any estrogens or testosterones or anything like that, but it balances your hormonal situation. It's also good for women who have bad PMS conditions.
Yeah. Well, however, doesn't apply to me. That's probably
not for you, my friend, but many other people. Many, many other people. And listen, you know, you never know. You could have someone in your life you might want to recommend it to.
Okay. So, evening primrose.
I
got it.
It's a very good hydrator for the joints and
okay.
Very, very good for your skin. Fantastic.
Oh, excellent. Okay, excellent. We're talking with Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Hope you're enjoying. You're meant to call in with your phone calls, but you're probably just enjoying our banter here. If you'd like to call in with questions about arthritis relief, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. Text questions, 516-367-0391. Put it in under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. We're going to talk about glucosamine and chondroitin, yes or no. But first of all, this message about 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you. Topic today on HealthWise, arthritis relief. My guest once again is the inimitable Rachel. Rachel, glucosamine and chondroitin. I read the studies are inconclusive. Yes or no? Your thoughts, your recommendations?
Well, you're going to love this answer. I sound like a politician, but it does vary. according to the individual.
So when are you running for office?
Okay. Yes, that's something I will never be doing. Yeah. But I will be watching them very carefully, though.
Yeah.
It varies by individual, and that's very true. And I speak generally, I try and speak when I talk to you from my personal experience, not with my own, because I don't really have bad arthritis, but I do have many, many customers, people who I care very much about as well in my life who have arthritis. Some respond fantastically to glucosamine and chondroitin, generally work best together. There are some vegetarian versions that are just glucosamine with MSM. That can work very well, but glucosamine, chondroitin, and a joint sulfur called M, capital S, capital M, fantastic. It can be really amazing. And since it is a joint sulfur, the MSM acts almost like a catalyst for those two things to work.
So since
it creates a faux padding.
Okay.
You get a little bit of fake padding, a little bit of lubrication and padding in between your joints.
Yeah, which is what we're talking about, actually. It's a lubrication between the joints. So
to make it really work, you have to drink a lot of water. I told you I was going to get back to it.
Yeah.
You have to drink a lot of water to make it work.
So for someone suffering from arthritis and where the benefits of glucosamine and chondroitin vary from person to person. Well, they try it for 30 days or something like that and see what happens.
You would notice a difference in about 30 days. Yeah.
In about 30 days. Okay. Yeah, that's the kind of thing, again, you want to chat with a nutritional specialist like Rachel on something like this where the studies are in fact, mixed. I want to talk about this term counter-irritants. That was a new one to me, like capsaicin, these creams that are made from the chemicals that make peppers hot. What do you think of those treatments, Rachel? Or is that more surgical medical department?
They really work. And it's from my department, too. We're all one big happy department. And because we're trying to make the whole body healthy. And so I guess, I'm going to use the dreaded holistic word. And we try to be. We try and keep it all together. We're all one. But the capsaicin creams can be very, very effective. They work when rubbed directly into the joint. They can also work on other things, nerve pain, muscle pain. They bring blood circulation. They bring heat to the area.
And that's what it is, actually.
It's just a counter-irritant. It brings circulation, and it makes things better.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to warn you folks, because I've used these things sometimes. They are hot. I mean, you've got to be careful with those things. And heat and cold treatments differ. Yeah, they differ, though, according to the person. Am I right?
In the department next to mine, we sell, that's the surgical department, and it's an excellent surgical department. It's incredibly good.
Yeah, there you want to meet Kathy. And the ideal is you get Kathy and Rachel together, and you'll have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, we do love one another very much. She's a fantastic woman who really knows her stuff. And she's recommended to me, and I have used both moist heating, like a moist heating pad. We now have one that you can put in the microwave, and also cold treatments.
Yeah, the heat is when you've got the
cold for inflammation.
Yeah, okay.
Cold for inflammation and sharp, piercing pain.
Yeah, okay.
And we do heat for stiffness and a little bit of more like a muscle pain.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Very, very important. That's a standard, the cold to reduce inflammation and the heat for stiff joints and muscles.
My favorite thing in the world in my whole house is my cold pack. Right now, waiting.
I
have back pain sometimes. What are you going
to
do?
Well, it's true. That's actually, anybody suffering, when you lose sleep, you're going to feel worse. And arthritis pain, if you have arthritis pain, it's hard to get sleep. And then if you don't get the sleep, the arthritis pain feels worse. What about natural sleep aids?
I have something to talk about, Bill.
You want to do a whole show on this one?
No, I do. No, I could. But we have a brand in our store called Bolster Nutrients. They make two formulas. They make an energy formula and they make a sleep formula. And the sleep formula contains this wonderful ingredient. It's called bromelain. And it was specifically created. Bromelain is actually a digestive enzyme that comes from pineapple, so it's super safe. And it breaks down the garbage that collects in our joints, in our muscles. It can also be used to help digest proteins. Very often proteins being formed are part of the problem around the joints. And it has other things to help you sleep, including lavender extract, which can be ingested and is wonderful and easy on the stomach. Very good for you, actually.
Yeah, very relaxing.
And that will help you to sleep and work on your inflammation pain. You could always throw in some melatonin and some turmeric. You know, listen, I would take 20 pills before I got into bed and probably not sleep very well.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, one or two of these things, a good way to drift off.
Sure. The melatonin, of course, is the standard one. I'm so glad, Rachel, that you mentioned Bolster Nutrients, which... at least at this point, the only place you're going to get them is at 110 Pharmacy or Cottage
them.
Pharmacy. You're out of them.
We're proud of them.
Oh, you're proud of them.
I don't think we'll be out of them for a little while.
No,
we're selling.
But let me give a testimony about the Bolster Nutrients Energy Formula, which, Rachel, you introduced me to some weeks ago. The energy formula of the Bolster Nutrients, that's a caffeine-free item. For men and for women. There's no sugar, no milk, no egg, no shellfish, no tree nuts, no peanuts, no wheat, no soybeans. I have found when I take the Bolster Nutrient Energy Formula in the morning with my cup of coffee on an empty stomach, that energy formula will help me for several hours in the day, at least till mid-afternoon. So that's the Bolster Nutrient Energy Formula.
That's a testimony, my friend.
It is. And then also you've got, what do you call this, the sleep formula, Rachel?
The sleep formula is the one I just mentioned.
Yeah.
It has quite a few interesting things in it, but the ones that we're really concerned about here is the lavender, which acts as the sleepy kind of part, and the bromelain, which is fantastic for inflammatory pain, and we didn't mention it when we were doing the supplement list.
Well, you can get these.
That's really important.
You can get these. And, Rachel, thanks so much for your time. It's hard to believe we're almost at the end of the program today. You can get these, the Bolster Nutrients Energy Formula or the Sleep Formula. The toll-free number for that, if you're out of the listening area here, is 1-800-599-9963, or you can go to www.bolsternutrients.com. There you go, www.bolsternutrients.com. If you enter coupon code WLIE20 at the checkout, you'll get a 20% discount on these Bolster Nutrients. Highly, highly recommend them. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. Hey, we'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of Health Wise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.